Radio 4. Now, Saturday Night Theatre. The Boss's Son by Dave Simpson.
Hello? Anyone in? Mum? Dad?
Go on. I'll wait in the car till you've seen them.
Don't be daft. Come on.
Mum!
I don't think they're in anyway.
Oh, we're mad. You know that? Mad. I feel really embarrassed now that we're here.
Let's not go over that again, Hilary. You're here and that's that. You won't mind, I told you. Oh,
if it hadn't been for that last double whiskey, you'd never have persuaded me.
That's what you said when we first met. Now, come on, shut the door and I'll get you another double whiskey.
I'm nervous. Oh,
what'll it be? Whiskey? Gin? Vodka?
I don't think we should have anything. If they come back, see me here, uninvited, sitting back with a large whiskey in my hand. Oh, that'll be the aim.
Sure up. I'm their favourite only son. Now, whiskey, vodka...
All right. Whiskey.
I've been surprising them for 21 years. They're getting to enjoy it. Any water?
No, thanks.
I'd be a disappointment to them otherwise.
Which reminds me...
What?
When are you going to tell your dad?
I don't know.
You should tell him tonight.
All right, all right. After dinner. Here's your drink. Mm,
cheers. What dinner?
Smell. Mother's got one of her famous casseroles on. There'll be enough for eight, let alone four. No, the only thing me mother will be worried about is whether your spare bed will be aired, even though it is summer and 80 in the shade.
Don't be rotten.
Oh, you should worry. They actually like you, you know.
Oh, yes?
Especially Dad. Even if he doesn't go much for your politics.
Hey, you're as nervous as me, aren't you?
Me? Nervous? Oh. Oh, blimey.
Oh, yeah, take this glass, Brian.
Oh, God.
Do you want me to hide under the sofa or something?
Mum?
Brian?
Ah, right first time.
Yeah, a day early. We weren't expecting you, Tim. Hello, Hilary.
Hello, Mrs. Shackleton. I hope we're
You didn't
not...
mind me bringing Hilary home, did you, Mum?
No, of course not.
I know I shouldn't spring these surprises on you, Mum, but it seemed like a good idea at the time, you know.
Of course we don't mind.
Are you sure?
Last time you were here, we said you were welcome to come any time.
So I don't think you meant it quite like this.
Oh, rubbish. Now, what about a drink? You must be thirsty after the long journey.
Oh, Mum, we'd love one.
What would you like, Hilary?
I don't mind.
Whiskey?
Yes, that would be nice.
Good. Anyway... Nice to see you both. Are you well, Hilary?
Oh, very well.
Good. There you are, Pet.
Thanks.
You help yourself, Brian. You usually do.
Thanks very much. Where's Dad, anyway?
Oh, he'll be in soon.
He's not still down at the mill.
Of course. He started a night shift up recently, and he goes down a couple of nights a week just to see it started.
He must be doing well.
Well, considering what it's like, for the time being, I suppose he is. Anyway, he shouldn't be long. I know he'll be glad to see you both.
It's typical, Hilary. He's about as predictable as a drunken camel.
Oh, well, I'm sorry if we've put you to trouble.
Hilary, it's lovely to see you. I love surprises, especially this kind.
Well, I've got another one for you after dinner, Dad.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Well, sounds interesting. Can't you tell us now, Brian?
I'd rather not.
In that case, I can hardly wait.
Here we go.
In fact, I'll probably get indigestion trying to scoff me full down. But never mind. It's nice to see you both. Now then, Brian.
Oh, I'm full up.
She's a good cook, your mum.
The best.
She's all right, is your mother. She's been very patient with me, you know. I've given her a hard time in the last few years.
Have you?
You don't know the half. Not the half, Brian. And she sits back and she... takes it all. She doesn't moan. How many women have you met that don't moan? And she's had cause to do. Ah, well, I've been lucky, and I hope you'll be lucky. I tell you that, Brian. I hope you'll be as lucky with Hilary.
What?
Ah, she's a nice girl. She's got spirit. I like her. Well, we both do, you mum and me. We'll be right happy for the pair of you.
Hey, hang on a minute, Dad. I think you've got the wrong end of the stick.
What's that?
Well, I haven't come to chat to you about me and Hilary getting married.
You're not?
No. No, it's nothing to do with that.
Well, aren't you going to marry her?
Oh, I don't know. We've not talked about it. No, what I wanted to
You've not talked about it?
Look, listen, Dad, it's something more important.
More important?
I want to talk to you about my future.
I see.
Well, you must wonder what I want to do.
It's crossed my mind.
I want to come in the mill, Dad. I said I want to come and work in the mill.
You're mad.
What?
Well, all the fighting and arguing and shouting we had before you started college. You spend 3 years at college studying English, and you come home and tell me you want to start in the mill? Now, you're mad, Brian.
I'm not mad.
I gave in 3 years ago, and now you come home and tell me you want to come in the mill. You're telling me you've wasted 3 years at college.
It's not been wasted.
Well, what good is an English degree going to do you in mill?
Those 3 years sorted me out, Dad.
Sorted you out?
They did. I can understand it better. I know what you feel. I'm not the same person I was 3 years ago.
Oh, don't be daft.
I thought you'd be pleased, Dad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're only doing it to please me, are you?
Of course I'm not.
Listen, son. 3 years ago, you nearly broke my heart. Never mind the fact that you didn't follow me into the mill. That hurt less than some of the things we said to each other. Well, I've got over it now. I'm coming out of it. I'm even coming round to the opinion you were right. You need a degree. You need an education. And these days, you need to own a mill like you need a broken neck. So I'm telling you, don't come in the mill, lad. Go out into the world and use your degree.
Oh, yeah. What about all that tradition?
Ah, well, that was pure sentimentalism, nothing more.
Well, I'm sorry, Dad. I've thought about it, and I want to come in the mill. I think I've something to give.
Oh, God.
Don't be so cynical. Now, will you take me or not? Well, will you?
Are you sure?
Positive, yes. Well?
Go on, then. Go on, then, Brian.
Yeah, but can I say something about how I come in?
Oh, you're making conditions already, are you?
No. Look, I don't believe in privilege. I don't want any special favours.
You won't get any.
I want to come in as a worker, an ordinary worker.
An apprentice, you mean?
That's right. I want to work my way through. I want an apprentice salary and no privileges. No privileges at all.
Treat you like all the other buggers.
That's right. Is that okay?
Well, I'll tell you, you'd have done that anyway. And I'll tell you something else and all. You've got a long haul, lad. To go up through the apprentice scheme is no easy number.
I know that.
You'll work your knackers off during the day and you'll be studying at night. You understand?
Sure.
And you still want to go ahead?
Yes.
Right. You can start on Monday, okay?
Monday?
Do I live for you?
No,
Monday it is, then. Oh, your mum will get a shock. Hey, are you really not going to marry that Hillary?
Well, I don't know, Dad.
Does she know about all this?
Oh, why, she pushed me into telling you tonight.
Good for her. Anyhow, let's get back.
Dad?
Yeah, what's that?
You are pleased about it.
Pleased? I think you're bloody mad, really, but... I'm as chuffed as hell, lad.
Your mother's very discreet, the way she ushered your dad upstairs and left us on our own.
Oh, yes, I liked her yawn. And then Dad going on, but it's only 10:30, and looking really vague, and my man pulling him out of his chair.
And then his face dawned.
Yes. Oh, aye, I see. Really subtle, isn't he?
He's sweet. How'd you feel?
What about?
To mill.
Oh.
You're still sure?
Of course I'm not. I'm scared stiff. But I'll do it for him. What else have I got?
I still can't see you being a boss.
No. We all mellow, though, don't we?
Do we?
Even you.
No, yes.
I mean, socialism's okay when you're poor, but you've got to have bloody high principles to stay a socialist when you're rich. We're basically selfish, you know. I'm all right, Jack.
I don't think you're selfish.
Ah, well, I've yet to be put to the test. If I stick the course, if I make it to management and take over from Dad, that's when I'll find out about principles. Just hope I don't change, that's all.
So do I.
If I don't, it should be interesting to see what happens.
Revolutionary management.
Yeah, I don't think Dad knows what he's taking on with me.
There again, maybe he does.
Maybe.
But I still don't envy you, you know.
No. Tell me, Hillary.
Yes?
How do you fancy being a boss's wife?
Oh, come on, Brian.
No, I'm serious.
What's this? Are you going for a record or something?
What do you mean?
Oh, total respectability in one evening. Find yourself a job with prospects, throw in a wife, and what have you got?
You knew I was going to ask you. It's been sort of unspoken anyway.
Yes, and that was the best way to keep it.
No, come on, Hilary. How about it?
I don't know, Brian. Since you decided definitely to go to work for your father, I've been thinking about it. I can't see myself as the wife of a mill owner.
What?
The image is ludicrous. Standing back, putting all emotion aside.
How can you do that?
No, not very easily. But apart from that ludicrous image, it means me having to move up here.
Oh, I thought you liked the North.
Just to visit. I don't know what it'll be like to live here. Yes, then I'd have to find a job up here.
Well, you're going to have to find a job anyway.
I really don't know, Brian. I won't commit myself.
Really?
Oh, you thought I'd just jump in with both feet, did you?
No, it's not that.
I'm not going to say anything this weekend. I'll go home to my parents for the summer and then I'll see. But don't try and push me. I'm not too overboard on the idea of marriage anyway.
Oh, I could just see Mum and Dad if I told them we decided to live together instead.
I wasn't suggesting that. I just want you to know how I feel about it generally, right?
Right.
Now, you better go to bed. In a minute.
We're all going soft, that's the trouble, Hilary. Mm. When I think about working conditions only 20 years ago, the workers today don't know that they're born.
Oh, well, it's the unions that have brought that about.
The unions? Oh, don't make me.
And that's the end of the round.
Oh.
Grandad and Aunt Maud are here.
Oh, aye, Hilary, whatever happens, don't start in front of Grandad and Aunt Maud.
Why not?
Just a friendly warning.
Well, for a start, Aunt Maud is very prim and proper, Hilary. 56, unmarried and unsullied.
Oh, Brian.
Ah, but she's a lovely lady all the same. Do anything for me.
She's soft.
And then Grandad, he's so far right, he's almost on the touchline.
What's that?
Oh, hello, Dad. We're talking football.
Well, how are you, Dad?
Hello, Grandad. I'm all right. How are you?
Uncle.
You know, it's still warm out there. I'm quite sweltering. Where is he, then?
Hello, Aunt Maud.
Come on, then. Give your Aunt Maud a kiss. Oh, that's fine. You're looking very well, Brian.
Am I?
Very well.
I thought you might have been round to see us yesterday, Brian.
Well, I'm...
Leave the lad alone, Dad. He needed a day to recover, didn't you, Brian?
He was very tired when he got home.
Of course he was.
Never mind. I'm just pleased you made the right decision about the mill, lad.
Yes. Well, anyway, I'd like you to meet Hilary.
Oh, hello.
Yes, Edwin said Brian had got his girlfriend up for the weekend. Pleased to meet you, Hilary.
Are you from London?
Yes.
Can't stand the place myself. I've only been down a couple of times, but that was enough for me. It all rush, rush, rush. You can hardly get your breath. And that doesn't do for me.
I expect I'm used to it.
Well, dinner's ready if you are.
Oh,
well, well, come on, then.
Come on, then. Grandad,
you sit here. Brian and Hilary here.
Oh, we've got presents now, have we? Usually it's... Come as you are, sit where you please and get tucked in.
Don't believe a word he says, Hilary. He just likes to show people up.
When we were at home, we didn't dare bring anyone back. Feared Dad would be on to them as soon as they entered the door.
No, that's not true.
Not that they'd want to come round, any rod. They were usually too scared.
Quite untrue. Didn't take long to bring you home, did he, Mary?
Oh, well, he was trying to impress me with a big house.
And I should have known better.
No, you should.
You were never scared of me, were you, Mary?
Not a bit.
There you are, then.
Well, anyway, you can all start, you know, instead of staring at each other like sheep. Oh, are you going to open some wine, Edwin?
I will indeed.
Good.
The regathering of the Shackleton clan definitely calls for a celebration.
Not long now.
No.
When will I see you again, then?
September.
That long?
We'll see.
Why?
I just think it's best.
Who for? Look, just because I want us to get married doesn't mean to say we've got to cut off ties until you make up your mind. Look, you're not marrying my family or the family business. You're marrying me. Well, we've not got to see each other for a couple of months, I don't know.
You'll be busy anyway.
I'll be busy in September. If you ask me, top and bottom of it is that you don't really know if you love me. Well?
It's not as simple as that.
It's as simple as that for me. I love you. I think we've got something going for us, so I want to live with you. I mean, it doesn't come more simple than that. The boss's son bit doesn't even come into it.
September. Please, Brian.
Okay. September. But I'm going to ring you every week.
No, you know I don't like phones. Write to me. Please, don't ring.
Okay, I'll write to you.
If you're not too tired.
Oh, I'll cope.
I'm going to have to get on. It'll be going out in a minute.
Yes.
Thanks for a lovely weekend, Brian. And good luck today.
And you will write back?
Of course I will. Bye, love.
Mavis, Betty, don't switch frames on yet. I want a word. Can you tell April over there? I'm Gordon if he's in.
He's here now.
Oh, good. And Betty, get the rest of them from toilets, will you?
What is all this?
No, I won't keep you long. Can you listen to me a sec? Ah, well, I thought I'd better tell you I've got Brian Shackleton starting today.
Hello.
Brian Shackleton, Mr. Shackleton's son.
Oh, God.
What's he doing?
Yeah, I thought he were at college.
Well, he were. He finished it summer.
What do you want to work here for?
Ah, he must be bloody mad.
Like all of us.
He's working his way through.
Oh, why?
Nah, is he a good-looking lad? That's what I want to
know. Hey, we'll have none of that neither, Betty.
He's only human, isn't he?
Aye, he's got what you've got, hasn't he, Fred?
That's not saying much.
Oh, no. Come on, I'm serious.
And so are we. Henry Rod, what are you telling us for, Fred?
No, it don't make the difference.
Well, I thought I'd just let you know he's coming in on the apprentice scheme.
That's a lot.
No, fair dues, good for him if he is.
Well, he is. He'll be coming in at 9. And don't start giving him funny looks neither, will you? Give the lad a chance. He'll probably be a mite nervous.
Well, I'll leave you in Fred's capable hands then, Brian.
Okay. See you later, Dad.
Hey, and Fred.
Yeah?
Don't take any lip from him.
Better not try.
And I'll not see you for lunch, Brian.
No, Dad. Is it all right if I have sandwiches here, Fred?
No, why? There's a room at back where some of them go. Ah.
Right, I'll see you when I... See you then, lad.
Okay.
Well, any road, Brian. Nice to see you again.
And you, Fred. How are you?
Oh, pressing on. I must say, you could have knocked me down with a feather this morning when your dad came in and told me the news. Surprise of my life. What's it all about?
Oh, you know.
Change of heart.
Something like that. Any road, where do we start?
Must be a few years since you were last in here.
It is. I'd almost forgotten what it smells like.
Ah, you'll soon get used to it. There's been a few changes, mind.
The new frames, you mean?
£30,000 each, Brian.
Honestly?
Come on. I'll take you through all processes.
So then, this is the drawing section. Can you remember?
Okay.
Well, the wool comes into us like this, you see. This thick interwoven wool here. Now, it's what we call reduced through these frames onto woven here. And there's a wagon full of them. Now, these frames here reduced for the uniflex steel. And those new frames, in other words. And these over here are reducing for the cap spinning. 80 years old, some of these frames, you know.
Oh, eh?
They're older than your granddad.
By the way, Fred.
What?
Do they all know who I am?
Oh, I've told them.
Well, you know, I don't want to be treated any differently.
Oh, well, yeah, your dad said something.
That's important, Fred.
Oh, that would never be.
What's me?
Well, you're still a bit bossy son to them, you know. You can't change that.
I know that.
So long as you do, that's fair enough. Anyhow, come on. I'll show you that uniflex. It's 20 yards long, is this frame. Your dad's pride and joy. He put these in the year you went to college.
I know.
Hey, and we knocked down 8 of the old cap frames to put in these 3. Your dad got a government grant for it. Took 6 months. You know, they build them up piece by piece. It's a bit like Meccano, watching them do it. Seemed a miracle the bloody thing worked when they switched it on. Hello, love. How they running?
Not bad. Night shift left far side in a mess, mind. See laps they've left. Have you seen it?
Oh, in a minute, love. They're always complaining.
Oh, Fred.
What?
Sorry, that lad over there.
Where?
Over there.
Oh, Gordon, you mean.
Gordon.
That's right. Why?
I think I know him, that's all. I went to school with him, if it's the same lad.
Well, he's only been here a couple of months.
What's he do? He
takes off and sets a cap spinning.
Do you mind if I go and have a quick word with him?
No, go on.
Yeah. Hello. Gordon, is it?
Hey, I know you.
Brian. Brian Shackleton.
Of course. I never twigged when Fred said something about it this morning. I remember when we were at school, you said your dad owned a mill. I never put two and two together when I came here. And you started today?
That's right.
How are you, anyhow?
Not so bad. How about you?
Getting by.
What you been up to?
Oh, I've been around. Hey, you haven't changed much, you know.
Nor have you.
Apart from the hair.
That's true.
No, anyhow, I left school at the end of the 5th year. Went into a bank. Stuck it for a couple of years before I couldn't stand it any longer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
After that, I bummed round for a couple of years, before going abroad last year. I hitched round, got work where I could. Then I came back. Couldn't find a job. Bingo. I lumbered myself with this. Oh, hey, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Look, I'll have to get back to Fred. Do you fancy a drink tonight?
Oh, I fancy a drink any time.
Great. I'll meet you in the bowl at 8. How's that?
That's in Beacon Street.
That's the one.
Ah, okay. 8 o'clock.
Right. Maybe I'll see you at lunch anyway.
He looks now like his dad, does he?
Thank the Lord.
He's got shifty eyes like his dad, mind.
Has he, Eckersley?
Just like his dad's.
He's got nice eyes.
I tell you, April, those eyes are spitting image of his dad's. Mm. What do you think, Mavis?
I've not looked at him like you.
Well, take my word for it. He looked at me and I thought he'd got...
Here you are, Brian. Put yourself down on one of them bobbins.
Oh, cheers, Gordon. How do you do?
Mm-hmm. Is it tea or coffee?
Tea.
No, you did right. Coffee's like oil and tastes worse. You all right, April?
Yeah.
Good. How's it going, Martha? You look happy.
Why?
What have you got?
Sorry?
For your dinner.
Oh, beef and onion and some roast ham.
I'll swap you.
Sure up, Martha.
Well,
Go on, I'll swap you.
Take no notice of
her. Here you are. Give us one of them beef and onion for this one.
What is it?
Fish paste.
Don't be so cheeky, Martha. Take no notice of her.
No, it's all right. Here.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're cheeky, you are.
Very nice. Fish paste, all right.
Mm.
Good. Bringing sandwiches every day, are you?
I think so.
Ah, well, it's cheaper, isn't it? Can't afford naught else these days. Not that it makes much difference to you, mind.
Shut up, Martha.
April, will you stop telling me to shut up? Do you like them?
Sorry?
Here. Do you like?
Oh, aye, yes. You?
It's all right. I've been here about 10 months. I worked at Apple Yards for that.
Oh.
Didn't like it there. Miserable lot. Paid better than here, mine.
Did they?
Oh, not much, but a bit more, you know.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Gordon, I'm thinking of joining the union here.
You what?
The union. I said I'm thinking of joining the...
What union?
What do you mean?
We've got no union as far as I know.
What with that?
Did you say union?
What's he up to? What are you up to?
Sorry?
If you're talking about unions, there ain't one here.
No, never has been, and I've been here 11 years. That's right, isn't it, April?
Aye, it is. When I came, I asked about joining union. Your dad's never had one.
I didn't know that.
Well, he hasn't.
Who was that?
Huh, you ask him. You're his son. I got nowhere.
More coffee, Edwin?
A towel of.
Brian?
Please, Mum.
There you are.
Thanks. Dad?
Mm, what's that?
How is it you've got no union in the mill?
Union?
Yeah.
Well, what do we want a union for?
I didn't know you were a non-union mill.
No, we've never had a union in our place. No, never want to. We want productivity, not inactivity. You start a union and you can't pick your nose without consulting them first.
Edwin.
Well, it's true. No, you don't need a union in a small family mill like ours. We've always had good relations with our employers and we don't want to ruin it with a union.
I was talking to a girl called April about it.
Oh, well, she's a right troublemaker, that one. She went on about union first day she started.
I didn't know you felt as strongly as that.
I tell you, Brian, I've seen the union ruin family businesses.
Don't exaggerate.
It's true, and all because of some minor piggling dispute that wasn't worth talking about.
Well, what happens if some of your employees have got a grievance, then? Where do they go to, Dad?
They come to me, direct to me.
You could hardly call yourself impartial, Dad.
Well, they've never been afraid of talking to me. We sort it out between us. That's how we've always done it, and that's how we'll continue to do it. Now, why all this talk about a union, any road?
I was thinking of joining the union myself.
Yeah? You what?
I thought it'd help me get a bit closer to the other workers, instead of them just thinking of me as the boss's son.
Oh, don't make me laugh. Oh, you must be daft. You've nothing in common with them, lad. Absolutely nothing. You'd be daft to try.
I want to break down the barrier between management and employee.
Oh, my God. He's only been in mill a day. And listen to him, Mary.
Yes, I am listening to him.
He's already talking about management relations and unions. Oh, good grief. Break down the barriers.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm going to do.
Oh, I can't believe it. You're naive, lad. You're an innocent. They'll eat your lag and chance.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Now, whether you like it or not, you're my son. I'm the boss. You're the boss's son. Now, you may be starting as an apprentice, lad, but no matter how you look at it, now they look at it, you're different from
ridiculous.
Them.
Ridiculous.
That's the top and bottom of it. You can't be one of them, no matter how hard you try. Oh, they'll be nice to you, and they'll be friendly, and then you can have a joke together. But there'll always be that edge. They can't help it no more than you. And as for all that talk about unions...
Yeah, then we'll see.
Oh, we'll see, all right.
How can you be so patronising towards them?
It's reality.
You're so condescending. I mean, we're no better than they are.
Oh, you'll find out, Brian. A few months in mill and all your newfound educational theories of equality will soon prove hogwash.
Listen to him, Mum.
Well, listen to you. You don't seem to understand. I like my employees, I do. They're nice people, I get on with them. But you have to face the reality that they work for me. I employ them. I pay them. In return, they work 40 hours a week for me. For me. Now, that is the arrangement. Those are the facts. They may be equal as people, but in the working situation, they are not. They are answerable to me. That's the status quo, and you can't change it.
That coffee's cold, Brian. Do you want some more?
No, thanks. I've got to go out in a minute.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm going for a drink, Dad. With one of your employees, Gordon James. Know him?
Yeah, of course. He's worked for us for a couple of months.
You've no objections, have you, Dad?
What?
Going for a drink with one of your employees?
No. Of course not. Mind, if you become too familiar, people use the situation.
Oh, you are a cynic, Dad.
Well, it's happened to me. Oh, the boss's friend. Think they can get away with murder. They take advantage. It's human nature. I am never employ any of your friends, either. My rule is never to mix with employees socially, except at official functions, and then slip away early on. But you're your own boss, Brian. You find out the rules for yourself.
Quiet, pub.
Monday, isn't it? Cheers, any road.
Cheers. Hey, Gordon, do you remember when we were up in Windermere with a school and four of us went into the Queen's Head? You were with us, weren't you?
Oh, aye. We were only 15.
And I must have looked 12.
And little John Belling was supposed to follow us in, and he chickened out.
Yeah,
Didn't we used to call him Baby Belly?
That's right.
He'd have had to have climbed onto the bar stool for the landlord to have seen him.
Hey, and that barman. Was it you who asked for four beers?
No, it was Kevin... what's his name? I can't remember.
Kevin Mason, were it?
Yeah, that's right.
Ah, and the barman looked down at all four of us, slowly, looking at us one at a time, and said...
Sorry, we don't serve halves. Clear off.
Still, they served us in the nag.
Aye, that was my first taste of beer.
Ah, and mine. God, it was horrible.
I was sick on the way back to the hostel. Can you remember?
All over Kevin Mason's new shoes.
Was he mad? I'll tell you what, though.
What?
I've got used to the stuff now.
And me. Are you courting?
Sort of.
What do you mean, sort of?
Well, I suppose I've got a girl down in London that I met at college.
Suppose?
Well, have they?
Serious?
Well...
What I mean is... you get a regular nibble.
Don't be so bloody nosy.
Oh, I will. It must be serious if you won't tell us.
What about you, any road?
Me? You must be joking. I play the field. Nothing steady about me. I like to enjoy myself. Move around. Bit of freedom.
Uh-huh.
I like a bit of excitement. And there's not exciting about the same girl every night. Well, you start going steady and your life's not your own. Want to change you. Tell you what to do. I know, I've tried it. Oh, it may be all right for some, but not for me.
Hello, Gordon.
Well, well, well. Hello, April.
Hello,
Hello, April.
What are you doing here?
What do you think? We've not come to play bingo.
Who's your mate?
Her name's June.
Hello, June.
Say hello, June. This is Gordon.
Hello, Gordon.
She's a bit shy, can't help it. Oh, I'm sorry, love. I'm always doing that and I make her worse.
April and June. I like that. Where's May?
You what? Oh, ooh, you're too witty by half, you are.
You mean he's a half-wit?
Oh, he's funny and all, isn't he? June, this is my boss's son. He started today, didn't you?
Yeah.
What are you doing here, then?
Aren't you allowed in pubs?
Oh, no, I didn't mean that.
Oh, me and Gordon are old mates from school.
Are you?
Yeah. Aren't you sitting down?
Oh, thank you. Shall we join him, June?
If you like.
Would you like a drink?
Oh, no, thanks. We've just got one in, haven't we, June?
Yeah.
We've only just come in, you see. We were standing at the bar. When I looked over, I saw you sitting down here. Not seen you in here before, Gordon.
No, I don't normally drink, April.
Oh, you little liar. Your local's Green Man, isn't it?
That's right. Next door but one to me. Where do you live, June?
She lives in...
Oh, let her speak for herself. No wonder she's shy when you won't let her get a word in edgeways.
Oh, it's like that, is it?
I live in Gimbold Road.
Oh, aye. That's just off Welland Road, isn't it?
That's right.
I had a mate used to live in Baker Street.
Who were that?
Jim Gummersall.
Oh, I know him.
Yeah?
I went out with him once. He took me to the pictures. We went to see one of them horror films. Something like Werewolf Returns.
Oh, one of them Walt Disney films?
No. Any road, he passed out in the middle of it. Fainted. One minute he were holding me hand. Next he were disappearing slowly under seat. I was right embarrassed. Never went out with him again.
Oh, he were a funny bloke. I played football with him for Melham United B team in the South Avon Premier League, Division 4.
Why?
I were right back. Oh, we had to drop him at end. Every time he headed the ball, his nose started bleeding.
That sounds like him.
Any road. Look, Joan, let me buy you a drink.
Well...
Come on. Come over to the bar with me.
Oh, well, all right.
Great. We'll see you later, kids.
Oh, that's very nice, I must say.
Be good.
Oh, I always am.
Well... She soon lost her shyness, didn't she?
Do her good.
Well, maybe.
Nah, never mind. Cheers. Have you always worked at the mill?
Oh, aye. Ever since I left school.
Where'd you go to?
I went to Greenbank. Where did you?
Oakhead.
Oh, did you? Mm. Oh, I hated school. I was right glad to leave. I didn't know till my last year, you know.
No?
Oh, I took some CSEs, you know, but everybody does that, don't they? I think I got grade 3 or 4 in them, I can't remember. It's not important, any road, is it?
I suppose not.
But I heard you're a bit of a brain box.
Oh, aye. Where'd you hear that?
The girls were talking today, and Fred said you'd just left college.
Yeah, that's right.
You must have liked school, then.
No, I didn't like it. I put up with it.
Oh, I hated it. They were right boring. You could do what you wanted, the teachers didn't care. You couldn't work even if you wanted to. What were college like?
Oh, great. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, I couldn't have done no more studying.
I were right glad to go into mill.
Do you like it, then?
Can't say I like it. Who likes work? But it's better than school, and I like money. That's why we all work in fit for money.
I suppose so.
Well, you can't live without it. Me dad's always going on about what he'd do if he weren't pools. Been talking like that for years. Makes me laugh.
Why?
Well, he's stupid, isn't he? It's no use talking like that. He's just dreaming, isn't he?
I suppose he is. But that's not wrong. We all dream, don't we?
Oh, aye, yeah. But instead of dreaming about more money, he should go out and do something about it. If we all sit back like me dad, just dream and do nought, then no one will bother. Your lot will get away with murder, paying us the piddling bit we get now.
Hey, hey, less of your lot.
Well, what do you expect?
Yeah, OK. But I agree with you. I mean, why do you think I want to work in a family business?
I don't know.
Because I want to change the setup as it is. The textile industry is woefully underpaid. Well, at least the women are. Most of the men are overlookers.
Which is all wrong.
Agreed. But that's one of the reasons why it is badly paid. Because it's an industry mainly based on women. Most of you don't care.
I do.
You're in the minority, then. You see, most of the women's husbands are looked on as the breadwinners. So that their money's just pin money.
Mavis lives on her own with three kids.
Yeah, well, OK, there are exceptions. But what I'm trying to say is that a union has to put these women into the right mental state of believing they should be on equal pay with men in comparable industries.
Eh?
I want them to be paid what they're worth. And we've got to get away from saying that 30-odd quid a week, whatever it is you get...
£38.80.
Yeah, right, well, we've got to get away from saying that that is good money for women to earn.
Exactly. Mm.
And apart from that, I want worker participation in the industry.
You what?
So that you have a say in the running of the firm.
Oh, I don't think I want that.
Ah, well, you should do. Don't just aim at more money in your pocket.
Oh, it sounds funny, you talking like this.
Why?
Well, it just does. I mean, dear, you talking about a union today. Well, it's like going against your dad.
Oh, I'm not going against him. I'm just trying to change him. I believe every worker should be represented by a union.
So do I.
Yeah, and I think it's all wrong we haven't got one at our place. Well, anyway, it's something I want to think about. Come on, April, drink up. I'll get you another.
At least the first week's nearly over. It seemed like a lifetime. By Wednesday, I was looking at the clock every 5 minutes. I was sure it must have stopped. I really don't know how the others stick the job. They do the same thing day in, day out. It's so boring and monotonous and noisy, and most of them have been doing something like this from the day they left school. It would drive me round the bend. They seem a very apathetic lot, most of them anyway, never looking further than their machines. It's depressing. For example, as I told you, there is no union, and none of them seem to be aware of questioning working conditions, pay, etc., etc. Most of them accept everything at face value. I've come to the conclusion this is because most of the workers are women. Yes, I'm serious. Anyway, I'm not too happy about some of the conditions of work, and I mean to talk to Dad about it. I've missed you very much this week, Hilary. Please write back soon. I do love you. Bye.
Well, I think he's all right.
Oh, he's all right.
No, seems to be.
Aye, that's half trouble. I'd never tell him out in case he went back to his dad.
He's not like that.
Oh, no.
I've spoken to him.
Aye, I bet that's not all you've done neither.
Oh, shut up, you dirty bugger.
Dagger!
Any road, a week's too early to judge, even devil.
And talk at devil.
You on about me again?
More likely me.
Any road. Here you are, darlings. Catch.
Thanks.
Which reminds me, what did the nuclear scientist eat for dinner?
What?
No. Fish and chips.
What were that?
Fish and chips. Fish on chips. No? Never mind. I don't know why I put
that. Hey, did you put some vinegar on, Gordon?
I did, Mavis.
Oh, darling.
Here, Gordon.
Pears after Agnes.
Oh, darling. That coffee machine's bust again. I've just lost 6p.
I've seen Fred about it.
Every week I lose something in it.
I must have lost 12p in it last week. Been like this for months.
Well, why don't you do something about it, then?
Like what?
Nothing's done if you complain.
If you all complain together, something to be done.
It would, April.
Not worth it.
Well, can you afford to lose money in it?
Can't.
Well, then it's worth it. So I'll have a word with me, Dad.
Ducks might fly. Oh, you stupid you are, Martha. Any road pigs might fly.
You are?
Never mind. That loo and all.
Yeah, what?
That loo won't flush proper, will it? You know what it stinks like. Mm.
Don't go on about it when we're eating, April.
Summat ought to be done about it.
The men's are pretty bad and all.
Aye. They ought to supply us with gas masks.
But they're not half as bad as ours. Why do you think we go for a smoke in yours and not ours?
April, will you shut up about linking toilets?
But it's not right. Now, if we had a union, we could go...
That's true.
Now, don't start talking like that. He agrees with us. Don't you, Brian?
Oh, it's Brian, is it?
Yes, I do, Martha. And while we're on about this, someone ought to be done about those hand towels. They're never clean.
Mm. You only changes them once a week.
Okay.
And what about a union?
I don't know.
You're asking for trouble if you start talk like that.
What do you mean, Martha?
Like I said, I've been here 11 years and we've never had a union. So? A couple of times somebody tried to start one...
Well, go on.
Well, he got to hear of it, you know.
And?
They sacked him.
Sacked him?
Aye.
No, I don't believe it.
There you are. I told you. I shouldn't have said out, not in front of him. Well, it's true.
He wouldn't do that.
But he did.
Okay, I'll have a word with him. I'll make some inquiries about starting up a union, too.
No wine, Brian.
Please, Mum. No, listen, Dad. Oh, thanks. Dad, it's all very well saying it's been like that for years.
Well, it has. No one's ever complained about these towels before.
No, they wouldn't. And I don't suppose anyone's ever complained about that toilet, either. In fact, the men's and the women's.
Oh, well, that has been mentioned recently, I must say, without weather and...
Dad, it's hardly going to cost you anything. Certainly not to replace the towel every day.
Every day?
Well, why not?
Well, imagine the laundry bills on that.
Oh, Dad, don't be so penny-pinching.
Don't call me penny-pinching.
Oh, God.
Will the pair of you calm down?
Well, he's been working here a week and he's already telling me how to run the business.
That's what I'm not doing. I'm telling you how to look after your workers a bit better.
In the business a week and he thinks he's one of the workers.
I am a worker.
The pair of you, I won't have you arguing at the dinner table.
Can't you make him see sense, Mum? Don't you think I've got a point?
Well, if the toilets are as bad as you describe...
And they are.
Are they, Edwin?
I suppose so.
Then Brian's right, isn't he, Edwin?
Good God, he's only been working there a week.
And that's irrelevant.
Now, don't start that again, please. What are you going to do then, Edwin?
I'll get a plumber in first thing Monday.
Good.
And the towels?
I'll see they're changed every day.
Great. Ah, you're not an unreasonable bloke after all, Dad.
Unless you're your cheek. Now, something you've got to learn is that once you start making concessions like this, you never stop. They'll find everything wrong. You give them an inch and they'll take a mile. You'll soon learn, lad.
I'll say one thing, though, Edwin.
What's that?
Brian's certainly keeping you on your toes.
Treading on him, all like. Aren't you, lad?
Give over, Dad.
Not that I mind too much.
One thing, though, Dad.
Oh, here he goes again, Mary.
Now?
My wages.
His wages? What about your wages? Have we ever paid you?
After deductions, I only get £24.36.
Well, you will do. You're on emergency tax, aren't you?
Yeah, but gross. I only get £38.80.
Well, don't stop moaning now. You're the one who said he wanted to be paid the same as the other workers.
Is that all they get?
Well, some on piecework can earn more. Cap spinning, they also get 6p a doff on top of the basic, but... Well, that's right, yes.
That's ridiculous.
They got a pay rise only 6 months ago.
Aren't the national average weekly earnings over £70?
Oh, you can't take notice of national averages, can
you? Why not?
Well, averages always distort the true figures. Look, lad, if you really want the truth, it's low wages that have kept the industry just about on its feet. If we paid wages like some of these other industries, we could never compete against the cheap labour of our foreign competitors. Now, that is an economic fact.
Fair enough. But you should at least pay what your competitors in this country pay. Would you agree?
Well, of course.
So what's the union rate then, Dad?
Oh, don't bring the union into this.
Do you know what the union rate is?
All this talk about unions, what do you think you're up to?
Has anyone ever tried to organise a union in the mill, Dad?
What?
I said, has anyone ever tried to...
All right, I heard you.
Well?
What are you asking that for?
I just wanted to know, that's all.
Why? Why do you want to know?
Edward, don't get excited.
What does he want to know that for?
It's true, isn't it, Dad?
What's true?
I didn't believe it, but it's true, isn't it? Why are you so against the union, Dad?
Because I can't see a union benefiting Shackleton's in any way, and that has to be my prime concern.
But it might benefit your workers, Dad. Aren't they important?
Yes, of course they are.
Well, then.
I can't see how it will benefit them.
Oh, well. I don't know about a closed shop, Dad, but you've certainly got a closed mind.
I'll say one thing about your dad's mill.
What's that?
It makes me appreciate a place like this more than ever. Oh, lovely. You know something, Brian?
What?
It's a lousy life.
Oh, that's a sudden, profound statement coming from you, Gordon.
Well, I'm full of it, aren't I?
Oh, why?
Well, what I mean is, I do a boring, mindless job 5 days a week, 40 hours a week. And why? What for? Just to get a few coppers in my pocket to go and have a few pints and a good time, if you can call it that. It's a funny system, no matter how you look at it.
Why do you stick it?
At your dad's place.
Do other things. You got the qualifications, as they say.
A few GCEs. Oh, I don't know. Well, there's not much to do. No work around here. But as for making a career...
As they say.
Well, I've no better idea than I had when I was 16. Oh, I've crossed a few off my list, that's about all. But no matter what I do, it's still all about putting money in your pockets. Which seems bloody pointless.
How about politics?
You what?
Are you interested in politics?
Politics? You must be joking. I'm not some clown.
How would you like to be a shop steward? I'm serious.
Oh, that's your trouble. It'll be the downfall of you, that.
No. Listen to me. Come on, Gordon.
Oh, go on, then. I'll calm myself down. Right. I'm listening.
I've been making inquiries about pay, union rates, this sort of thing.
Bloody hell, you are serious.
Yes, so I rang up the textile workers' union, and I found out that my dad is paying 25p a week less than the minimum union rate.
25p?
Hmm. Oh, I've said nothing to him yet because the very mention of union and he flares up like a petrol bomb.
Well, what's your motive then, Brian, if it's only 25p?
Just hear me out.
No, come on, I don't get it. I mean, he's your dad. It'll be your mill one day. Don't make sense.
I'd just like to see justice, that's all.
Oh, good on you, lad. I like that. Hey, justice.
Come on, Gordon.
Hey, and you want me to be shop steward?
Maybe.
Oh, God. That's a laugh, isn't that? That is a laugh.
Hey, I'll do it. I'll be shop steward.
Hello, April.
Heard what you said. I mean it. I'll be shop steward.
Sit down, love. Now, you do mean it. You're serious.
Yes.
You might be right with that. A woman.
I always thought you were bloody mad, April.
Now, listen, April. The union wants us to distribute application forms for membership. And once we've got some members in the union, then officials will come along and chat to Dad.
Why don't you chat to him yourself, instead of bringing in the union? You're his son. You sorted out all that toilet business.
Oh, he won't listen to me on this, I know.
And we still need a union.
Right. Now get that drink down, you April. I'm going to get you another one. You deserve it. Where now, April?
Oh, pull onto this spare ground, Brian. I only live around the corner. I don't want my dad to see me being brought home. He's a funny bugger.
Onto here?
That's right.
Here we are.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
This is it, then?
Isn't it quiet?
It is, yeah.
No one about.
Don't appear to be.
Very dark and all, isn't it?
It is dark, yeah.
Always been badly lit on here.
Oh, has it?
Ever since I can remember, and we've lived here all my life. There's no moon out tonight, neither. Black as hills.
Yeah.
Brian.
Yeah?
You can kiss me goodnight, you know.
Can I?
Yeah. Do you want to?
Yeah.
Come on, then. Have you got a girlfriend, Brian? Have you?
Yeah, down in London.
Oh, in London?
Yeah. I went to college with her.
College?
Yeah.
Do you like her, then?
Well, yes. Yes, I do.
Do you love her? Do you? Eh? never mind. Kisses again, Brian.
Dear Hilary, thanks for your last two letters. It was good to hear from you. Up here, things are beginning to bubble a little bit, and life on the home front is becoming rather strained. I'm about to organise a union in the mill. How does that grab you? I think it will certainly grab Dad when he finds out. You see, he is paying less than the minimum union rate, and that's very low. I've spoken to him about an increase, but he won't budge on this one. I've organised a meeting of the workers during lunch hour, but Dad doesn't know. I daren't tell him yet. I'm beginning to get very nervous. I bet you are, Brian. Okay, love. I think I'll come up.
Okay, we shouldn't keep you long, folks. I think most of you know why we're here. All right, April?
Yeah.
You'll be all right, won't you, Brian?
Of course you will.
Okay, can we start?
Hey, where's Fred? Why ain't he here?
Well, we thought it best not to get him involved just yet. You know, with him being the overlooker.
What about you, then? Your boss's son.
Oh, Martha, come on.
She's right, though, isn't she?
Yeah, what's it to do with you?
Let him speak.
I'm surprised at you, Martha. You know better than that after what's gone on.
Oh, does she now?
Nah, he wants your game. Yeah. Now, shut up and give him a chance.
Nah, he has tried for us. I'll give him that, and none of you can say different.
Thank you, Martha.
You've changed your spots a bit, Martha Temple.
Now, come on. Give Brian a chance. He means it. He's serious. I've known Brian for a while. We went to school together. And I spent a fair bit of time with him in the last few weeks. And not like that, neither. And believe me, Brian's a genuine bloke. He means well. He cares about the workers here. Now, me and April have spoken to most of you on your own. You know why we're here. We're going to start up a union so we can get a bit of payday. Oh,
is it worth it for 25p?
It is for the principal. It is. Now, look, I have here application forms to join the National Union of Dyers, Bleachers and Textile Workers. I want you to take them away with you, fill them in and return them to me.
Right? Then he'll give them to old Shackles.
He won't.
Don't be so thick.
Oh, don't you call me thick.
Yeah, all right. Now, would I be going through all this if I was going to give them to me? No. Look, if we join the union, their officials will go along to see Mr. Shackleton about our pay differential. We'll have their backing. We won't be on our own, okay? Try and bring them back in the next day or so.
My old man won't like this.
My old man never does.
while we're here... while we're here, we ought to take the opportunity of electing a spokesman for us, you know? A shop steward. And I'd like to propose April.
April?
Yes. Anyone else like to put forward a name?
How about Agnes?
Okay, any other proposals? No, right. Who'll second April?
I will.
Right, no one's standing against you, April. You're the shop steward.
Well then, April, how do you feel?
Not too bad. I'm not doing it for a laugh, though, you know.
Oh, no, you're not.
I'm serious.
I know, love.
But you'll stand by me, won't you?
Yes. Promise.
I mean, you're not just playing games, are you, Brian?
No, I'm not.
You've got to mean it.
You know I do.
Right. Because I couldn't do this on my own. Not yet. I mean, if things got bad and you decided that, you know...
I won't do that.
I mean, you'd make a right fool of us.
I'd make a right fool of myself and all. No, April, don't worry. I'm committed, all right.
So long as I know.
Okay. Come on, we best get back.
I'd like you to stay the rest of the week with Doreen on ring spinning, Brian, okay?
Fine, Fred.
Now then, that far frame. The run is finishing, and when it next doffs, tell Doreen I want you to break out half a side.
Break out half a side when it doffs?
That's right.
Hey, you two!
Well, this looks like trouble. Have you seen his face?
Not the union business.
I bet.
Right, you two, I'd like a word with you in my office.
What about, Dad?
Not here. My office.
Right, we'll be along in a minute, Dad.
You'll be along now. Come on, this can't wait.
Oh, it's like that, is it?
Yes, it's like that. Come on. Go on in.
Well, what is this, Dad?
Sit down. Bear on you.
Aren't you sitting down?
I don't feel like sitting down. I'm too agitated.
What's it all about then, Dad?
What do you know about a union, Fred?
Well,
Fred doesn't know anything.
Oh, you do then, do you?
Fred has nothing to do with it. Why, what's happened?
I've only had a couple of union officials in here for the last hour, poking their noses in, that's all. Now, what do you know about it, Brian?
Well, as you know, a number of your employees have joined the textile union.
Behind my back.
You're paying wages below the minimum union rate. I told you, you wouldn't listen. Look, Fred's got nothing to do with this. Why don't you let him go back?
What have you got to do with it, Brian?
Will you let Fred go back to work, Dad?
You have nothing to do with this, Fred?
Not really, no.
Did you know it was going on?
I heard rumours.
Rumours?
Yes.
Why didn't you come to me, for God's sake?
Well, they were only rumours.
All right, Fred. Go back to work.
All right. Thank you very much.
Now, lad. What's your part in all this?
I initiated it.
You what?
I contacted the union and called a meeting of your employees.
Oh, my God.
You're paying 25p below the union rate.
Why didn't you come to me, for God's sake, instead of organising a union?
You wouldn't listen to me, remember? I mean, it was bad enough trying to get a clean towel every day without a rise for everyone.
But behind my back, Brian. That's the worst thing.
You wouldn't listen.
I would have done.
But you didn't.
If you could prove to me that a union would benefit Shackleton's, its employees and the industry all at the same time, then I'd do more than listen.
Honestly?
I do sometimes try not to be unreasonable. Oh, who the hell did...
Morning, Edwin.
Oh, hello, Dad.
Hello, Brian.
Hello, Grandad.
Now, what's all this?
I'm a bit busy at the moment, Dad.
You don't bother to go, do you?
Well,
No, you stay, Grandad. Let's get it over with.
Let's get it over with. Edwin.
All right. Sit down, Dad.
Right. Now, come on. What's up?
I've a surprise for you.
Have you? Go on.
Well, my well-meaning little son here has organized a union in the mill.
He's what?
Had two bloody officials round from the union this morning. I believe some of your employees are members of our union. They want us to pay an extra 25 pence a week.
Why?
We're paying below the union rate.
I don't believe it.
Well, you better add.
Brian's organised a union?
That's right.
I don't believe it.
It's true.
Brian?
Yes, it's true, Grandad.
You organised a union, Brian?
Yes, Grandad.
Why?
Because it's only fair.
Fair?
To the workers, your employees. They need to be represented. They need to have a common voice.
Talk like a socialist.
He is a bloody socialist, didn't you know?
Well, we'll not pay 5 bob a week to be blackmail by a union.
Oh, excuse me, please. I really think I should be getting back to work.
Brian,
I'll see you later, Dad. And I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it behind your back. But there was no other way.
Right. Can you listen to me, please? Come on. Quieten down a minute, please. We don't have to be here all day.
We don't mind.
Aye, but Willie Shackleton finds out. Andy will.
Well, I needed to sit down anyway. Oh, let's be serious, please.
She sounds like blinking school teacher.
Oh, come on, let's hear April.
Now, this meeting has been called to put you in picture about what's happened so far with our wage claim.
Now,
Tiger. Oh, shut up, Enid. Vera. I went along to see Mr. Shackleton this morning. Both of them were there, in fact. And they told me they won't recognise union.
Hey.
And told man said he won't pay us any more money. They wouldn't even see me at first.
Well, what are we going to do now, then?
Well, Brian's been on to union local thingamajig, Mr...
Mr. Farmer.
And he's calling on Mr. Shackleton on Monday.
Yeah, and then what happens?
Well, I don't know.
Well, we have the union's backing, and we could refuse to cooperate with the management.
Oh.
We could strike, Enid.
Strike?
Well, we don't want to strike unless we have to.
We don't want no strikes here.
No, we do not.
We don't want to lose our jobs.
We should have union backing.
We can't afford to lose our pay.
And what do you think's going on here?
We're having a union meeting, Mr. Shackleton.
Not on my time, you're not. Get back to work, all of you.
They're all official paid-up members of the union, Dad. It's their right to hold a meeting.
Not on my time. April, you're the so-called shop steward, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll tell you. There'll be no more union meetings during working hours, not on my premises. Do you understand? So get back to work, all of you.
We're meeting about pay claim of 25 pence a week.
You were told this morning.
Be reasonable, Dad.
You keep out of it. You're showing me up.
You can't stop us from holding a union meeting.
Oh, can't I?
And you won't, neither.
Right. Right, April. You're fired.
You can't do that.
I'm firing you because I've not been too happy with your work for some time.
You can't fire me.
I have done.
Hey, that's not right, Mr. Shackleton.
No, it's not.
I've made it plain. She's fired, and that's all there is to it.
Brian.
Dad, listen.
There's nothing more to be said. Get back to work.
Right. If you sack me, I'm going to call all workers out now.
You can't do that.
Come on, April.
It wouldn't be official, April.
I don't care. Who's with me, then? Are you all with me?
Yes.
Shall we?
Yes.
Well, come on, then.
Hey, come back. You can't do this.
Yes,
you can't walk out.
Oh, bloody. Now look what you've done, lad.
You brought it on yourself, Dad. Don't be so obstinate. Bend a little. It's a valid claim. You shouldn't have lost your temper like that.
Maybe. I don't know.
Look, reinstate April. Swallow your pride and reinstate April.
I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm going to the office. What an end to a week. I'll see you later.
Okay, Dad. Oh, what a bloody mess. Here you are, love. Oh, did you want a biscuit?
No, thanks. Are you sure it's all right, me coming back here?
Dad's still at work and Mother's at my granddad's.
Oh, I see.
Oh, no, I didn't mean it like that.
Didn't matter.
Oh, yes, it does. It matters very much. And I wouldn't be ashamed of bringing you home if they were here.
You wouldn't?
No. I brought you back because I wanted to talk to you.
What about?
About the union.
Oh, is that all?
We must discuss the strike.
There's no to discuss. I've spoken to them and they'll back me. Unless I get my job back, none of them will work.
That's what they say now.
What's more, they're so mad with your dad that some of them said they'd stick it out till they get the extra money and all.
Most of them will have second thoughts, you know.
What's up? You're not chickening out, are you?
No,
but you said you'd back me.
And I will. But let's face it, they all got carried away there. Give them the weekend to think about it and have a chat with their husbands. Then we'll see how determined they are.
You're changing sides, aren't you?
No. Can't you see? Look, I must sort it out with my dad. I have to. Come Monday and they all realise they'll have no money in their pockets next week. The strike won't last 2 minutes. Sorry. Hello, 67452.
Hello, Brian.
Oh, hello. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I thought you didn't like phones.
I don't, but when I got your letter the other day, well, I've been thinking. I'd like to come up this weekend, if it's all right.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Is it all right?
Yes, of course it is.
Are you sure, Brian?
Yes.
What's wrong?
Nothing. Nothing's wrong.
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
Are you sure you want me to come up?
Yes, of course I do.
Okay. Hey, why aren't you at work?
Oh, it's a long story.
I got a surprise when you answered. I was ringing your mother. You don't think she'll mind me coming up?
No, of course not.
You're sure?
Positive.
Oh, right.
What time will you be getting here?
12:05 tomorrow.
By train? Okay, I'll meet you.
Yes. I'd better go then.
Okay.
I'll see you tomorrow, love.
Yes.
I look forward to it. Bye.
Bye. sorry about that, April.
It's all right.
Now, this union business. I'll sort it out with me, Dad. I'm sure I will. What's up?
That were your girlfriend, weren't it?
Well...
It were, weren't it?
Yes. Yes, it was.
She's coming up tomorrow.
That's right, she is.
Well, I think I'd better go.
April...
Your man might be home any minute, any road.
Oh, April, just a minute. Come here.
Now, don't...
April...
You've just been using me, haven't you?
No, I haven't.
You and your bloody unions and workers
April.
And...
April...
What'd you do that for?
Because I wanted to.
Do you like me?
Of course I do.
And her? You like her too?
Yes.
You love her though, don't you?
I don't know. I can't work things out. Look, there's to be a meeting tomorrow lunch between me, my dad, Grandad and Auntie Maud about this strike and the union. I want to see you afterwards about that. And, about, well, anything else. Okay.
Where?
The Bull?
Yeah.
Right. Tomorrow. About 1:30. It's nice to see you, Hilary.
I didn't know how much I'd miss you. Oh, I could eat you up.
You're probably get indigestion. Anyway, Mum's got a big meal waiting.
Oh, I can imagine.
You have a good journey?
Not bad. How are things at home?
Need you ask?
It's all blown up, has it?
Trouble this business has caused. I'm regretting the day I decided to go into the firm.
And how's your dad?
Oh, fairly stubborn. Trouble is, I'm feeling sorry for him now. I tell you, I'm so confused. I don't know. Oh, I reckon he'll be okay. I talked to him this morning and it was quite a sensible conversation after the traumas of yesterday.
Why? What happened?
Well, he refused to budge on the pay talks, and then yesterday he lost his temper and sacked April, our shop steward.
April?
That's right. You approve of that, do you? A woman shop steward.
Oh, I do.
Thought you might. Anyway, everyone walked out.
Walked out?
So Dad don't know what's hit him, poor bugger.
You think it's going to be a traumatic stay for me, then?
Sorry?
Well, staying at your parents'.
Oh, yes, I think so.
Come on, then. Let's face the first hurdle.
Oh, and, Hilary.
Yes?
There's something I've got to talk to you about.
If it's about marrying me, let's leave it till later, hmm?
It's not that.
Oh. Well, that sounds like confession time. And if it is, no thanks. I don't like confessions. I'd rather not know. So, take me home, love.
Hello, Hilary.
Hello, Mrs. Shackleton. How are you?
I'm fine. Did you have a good journey?
Oh, fine, thanks.
Hello, love.
Hello. How do you do, Mr. Shackleton?
Aunt Maud. Hello, Hilary.
Are you both well?
As can be expected.
Oh, we're both fine, Hilary. Take no notice of him. Let me get you a sherry, Hilary. Sweet or dry?
Dry, please.
Do you want one, Brian?
No, I think I'll pour myself a beer.
Right.
Do you want one, Dad?
I wouldn't mind.
There you are, now.
Thanks very much. That's lovely. What's been happening since I last saw you all, then? Oh, shouldn't I have asked that?
Yeah, Dad.
Oh, thank you. There's a strike on at Mill.
A strike? Oh, it's nothing. You're getting all excited about nothing, Dad.
It's all right for you to call it nothing.
What's the strike about?
It's a long story.
And you're Brian's the cause of it all, Hilary.
Brian is? Now, don't be unfair, Dad.
That's right. Brian.
What have you been up to, Brian?
He started up a union, Hilary.
Started up a union?
That's right.
What do you mean to say you didn't have a union?
No, of course we didn't have a union. We've never needed a union at Shackleton's. And first signing one, and we have a strike on our hands.
Well, I thought all mills had unions.
Most do, but not all. The workers in the textile industry are the poor relations to the union movement.
Excuse me asking, Brian, but why do we need a union at Shackleton's?
Now, don't start him off asking daft questions like that, Maud.
Yes, but I'd like to know.
And it may not be so daft as you make out, Dad.
You what?
Well, don't you think we may have been unreasonable?
I've never been unreasonable.
Oh, come off it, Dad.
I'll say it again in case you didn't hear it first time, Edwin. We've never had a union at Shackleton's, and the minute we get one, look what happens.
What did happen?
I sacked the shop steward.
You did right.
I lost my temper.
You lost your temper, Edwin.
It has been known, you know, Maud.
What amazes me, Mr. Shackleton, is your attitude towards having a union in the mill at all.
Hear, hear.
If I were you, I'd keep quiet, because it's nowt to do with you, and you know nowt about it.
I know about unions. I know about employees' rights.
Just keep out of it, young lady. All right?
But don't be rude, Dad.
I'm not being rude. Just being blunt. You understand, don't you, Hilary?
Not really. I'd call it bloody-minded more than...
You better watch your tongue.
Oh, come off it, Grandad. Let's not get heavy.
Oh, you can talk.
We don't seem to be getting anywhere.
No, we don't.
Listen, let's not get involved with a discussion about the merits and evils of a union. No, let's start knocking lumps off each other. You see, Dad, I think me and you have got to open our eyes more and look at this situation a bit differently.
What do you mean?
Dad, we've got a strike on our hands, a strike we can't afford. Our turnover and profit margins are so small that any strike, no matter how long, can be disastrous. Now, that means I have to look at it in a different light, because, well, if this strike continues, we'd all better start worrying.
What you're saying is that you give in to these blackmailers.
Blackmailers? Oh, give over, Dad. What it means is that I have to look at the case and decide the merits in it.
Merits?
Yes, merits.
Dad, I think you should try and be reasonable.
I want you to do with you, Mary.
Don't be so down road, Dad.
Don't you talk to me like that.
Dad, honestly, why don't you listen? Edwin's right. Shackleton's can't afford a strike. And you should listen to what Brian has to say, too.
To Brian?
Yes. I've listened, and I think your employees have a genuine case. Brian really does mean well.
Yes, he does. Why do you think he's working here? It's not to stir things up. He's got principles. He believes in them. He doesn't want to cause trouble. He wants conciliation between worker and employer. He's doing it not only for the workers, but for you as well.
Well, I must say that sounds very grand.
It's all words.
At least listen to him. Yes, I think we should.
Thank you, Aunt Maud.
Well, I don't know.
Well, I'm willing to listen to what Brian has to say. We should hear him out, let him have his say, and then we can decide. Now, will you do that, Dad? Good. Come on, Brian. Tell us what you think.
Thank you. Well, first, Dad, about the union.
The union, Dad?
The union isn't the catastrophe for Shackleton's that you talk about. We've always been antiquated and behind the times in the textile industry, and whether you like it or not, which is why we're suffering now. Family businesses have kept it very, very tight and controlled. And you all know that's changing. How many family businesses are there around here now?
What's that got to do with a union?
Hear him out.
No more than half a dozen. And they're the only ones, I bet, that haven't got a union. And why? Because they're afraid. They're living in the past. They're afraid of change.
Fair dues, Brian. You can't say that of us.
Not with regard to machinery, no. But you, like the others, have totally the wrong conception of what a union is. It doesn't necessarily mean strife. I mean, when was the last time we had a serious strike in our industry, eh? But it could very well mean a closer understanding.
We've always looked after our workers.
Oh, yeah, on your terms, never on theirs. They've never had a say. A union should mean cooperation between employer and employee. And that's what I want at Shackleton's. I don't think that's asking too much. I don't think that should give us any reason to fear the union or to refuse to recognise it.
Oh, aye, they're only trying to screw five bob out of us, that's all.
Yeah, well, let's look at that, shall we? Let's look at exactly what the problem is at the moment. Well, we have a strike on our hands. Mainly because Dad sacked April Mayfield, in my opinion, quite wrongly.
Oh.
Now, that's the first problem. The other problem is the business of pay. Now, I think this is a genuine grievance. As it is, the textile industry is one of the lowest paid in the country, and Shackleton's are paying 25p a week less than the minimum union rate, when some firms are paying more. How can that be right? I know 25p isn't much, but it's the principle. I honestly think, you should reinstate April and agree to pay the increase. If you don't, well...
Blackmail.
Dad.
It amounts to blackmail.
Oh, come on. Brian was being really fair then.
You have nothing to do with it, young lady.
Now, Maud, what do you say?
Well, it's very difficult for me. I think I agree in principle with what Brian says.
Maud.
But in principle, I said. Yet I can't say I've ever trusted unions. And talk of what may happen if we don't pay the increase, well, it seems very like a threat to me.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, Brian.
Oh, it's not a threat, Aunt Maud. It's a fact. If April isn't reinstated, then the strike will continue.
Aye. Crippliness. We've an order to meet for next Friday, for instance. You see, I think a lot of what Brian says is true.
Go on.
And I'd just like you to hear me out, Dad. I've always agreed with you about the unions, and I've acted accordingly all the way down the line, right up to today. But now, I've had to have another look, a rethink. I've listened to Brian, not just now, but earlier. I've listened carefully. And you can call Brian what you like, and believe me, in the last few weeks I have done. But you can't hide one fact. He's genuine. He believes in what he says, and he cares. And all the years at the mill, Dad, when have you ever cared about anything other than production?
Oh,
when have I ever cared? And when have you ever cared, Maud? You safely took the dome in your blinkers, not knowing what's going on.
Oh, Edwin.
No, I'm sorry, Maud. That's how I feel. Oh, I know I can't change overnight, but I think we must accept the fact that we've got a union in the mill and we must work with it.
Well, I'm sorry, but I can't go along with that.
Oh. I also think I did act unwisely this afternoon. Maybe I'm stubborn and I'm narrow-minded, but, well, I'm willing to take back young April and pay the increase in wage.
You're mad.
Maybe.
I'm not so sure I agree with you, Edwin.
And I certainly don't.
This is silly.
Yes, I honestly think you're being unreasonable.
Well, I'm trying to see both points of view.
Oh. We hold 2/3 of the shares, Edwin.
Oh, I see.
Dad, I don't like to hear you talk like that.
Nor do I.
We must all agree.
Exactly. And if you're going to behave like this, Dad, then I remind you I'm the one that's running the business, not you.
No.
Oh, you may poke your nose in a couple of days a week, but I'm the one who makes all the decisions. And my decision now is final. If you won't go along with it, then I'll resign from the board.
Oh. You wouldn't, Edwin.
I mean it. I'll not only resign, but I'll sell my third share. Jim Brent would be interested.
I don't believe you, Edwin.
If you want me to run the business, I'll run it. But not with you pulling the strings. Now, make up your minds. All right?
I don't like it.
Maud?
You're right. Of course you're right. And I shouldn't get involved. I only get upset.
We'll be back in the government pay guidelines.
You can pay it on a productivity deal.
Oh.
5p a day when I clock in on time.
Okay. I'll go along with that. Now, let's all have another drink, shall we?
No, not for me. I've got to be going.
Oh, come on, Aunt Maud. I'll drop you off. I've got to go out anyway.
What about your lunch?
Oh, it won't be long. Hilary?
Yes?
Oh, what is it?
Yes.
I shouldn't be long.
That's all right.
But I just wanted to tell you...
What?
That I do love you, you know.
It's a good job you did.
Good. Are you right, Aunt Maud?
Oh, yes. I'll just get my coat on. I won't be a minute.
Gordon!
Hey, Yop, are you slumming again?
Don't be funny. Come on, I'll buy you a drink.
I've still got a full pint.
Yeah, well, never mind, we've something to celebrate.
He's agreed?
He's bloody agreed!
Smash it!
Where's April? I thought she'd be here.
I haven't seen her. Hey, come on, then, tell us what happened.
Well, they had a board meeting. My dad, dad's sister, and my granddad. My dad was bloody great, honestly. They're taking April back, and he's going to pay the wage increase.
Just like that?
No, it wasn't just like that. It caused a few family volcanoes to erupt, but, well, there we are.
Oh, bloody great.
Oh, 2 pints of bitter, please, love.
It just shows you, though, doesn't it?
It's been bloody difficult these last few weeks, mind.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And he was right what he told me early on, you know.
What's that?
You can't have a foot in both camps.
You've not done too bad.
Well,
I wouldn't say so.
No, I mean, they wouldn't have come out on strike for me.
I don't know, they might have.
For April, yes, but me, no.
In time. Might take time.
I don't know. I've been wondering whether it's really for me, you know.
Well, I think you'd be daft to leave.
You reckon?
I do. Look what you've done already.
I'm not sure. I mean, it's not just that, it's... Well, it's a bit complicated.
You shouldn't have got yourself involved then, should you?
What do you mean?
Here you are, love. 2 pints.
Oh, thanks. Here, that's right, isn't it?
Aye, looks.
What do you mean, involved?
April.
How do you know?
Well, it's a bit bloody obvious, isn't it?
Is it?
Of course it bloody is. And what about this girl down south, any road?
Ah, well, that's all part and parcel of it.
You want to sort yourself out before it's too late.
I'm going to.
Hey, Hope. Here she is now.
I'll see you in a bit then, Gordon, OK?
I'll tell her you're here. Good luck.
Hello, Brian.
We did it! You've got your job back and they'll recognise the union.
Good. I knew they would. They had no choice, did they? Now, are you buying me a drink?
Of course. What do you want?
Gin and tonic, a double.
Right. Double it is. Double gin and tonic when you're ready, love, please. Come on, let's sit down.
No, it's all right. I can't stay. I'm going shopping with my mum.
What's up?
Note.
Aren't you pleased about the union?
Of course. I knew that were going to happen any road. I knew you'd fix it. But we haven't come just for that, have we?
No, that's true.
Did she get here?
Yes.
And you've made up your mind, haven't you?
Yes.
Right. Well, I've been thinking about it and all.
And?
I don't want you, Brian Shackleton. I like you, but I don't want you. It wouldn't work.
I see.
You don't look too upset, I must say. Oh, you're a funny bloke, you are, Brian. I don't understand you, and I don't reckon none of t'others do neither. But I'll tell you one thing.
What's that?
You've used me.
No.
Oh, yes. Whether you like it or not, you have used me.
I'm not.
You've used me as your conscience, that's what.
What do you mean?
For that big house. For that lovely furniture and them thick carpets. You have, you know. And I can't be a part of that. You see, you talk one way and live another. Have you no to say?
No.
Here you are, look. I'm holding the body.
That would be 82. Oh, right. 60, 70, 82. Here.
Cheers, Brian.
Cheers. What about the union? You'll carry on, will you?
Oh, yeah. Too right, I will. I'm only just beginning. For a start, we need shorter working hours with a job as noisy and boring as that. Standing up and walking round for 8 hours, piecing up ends, putting up rovings, forever cleaning. We need shorter working hours in them conditions.
That's what I want next.
Oh, you'll have trouble getting that.
Oh, you're not changing sides now all of a sudden, are you?
No, I'm not.
Are you sure?
Positive. Do you think I'd go through what I've been through just to...
I don't know. You might. Any road, that's all I've come to hear. Thanks for the drink. See you on Monday then, Brian.
Well then, sorted it all out.
What? Oh, yeah, sorted it all out, yeah.
So, are you going to run away or not?
What? Oh, yes, sir. I think I'll still pack it in.
I think it'd be a waste, but I can't blame you.
I'm leaving, you know.
You know?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm going back to the bank.
You're joking.
No.
Why?
I'm getting married next summer.
You what?
To June.
April's mate?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Well, is that all you can say?
Oh, well, I suppose, congratulations. Congratulations, Gordon.
Well then, Brian Shackleton.
Seems quiet in here now.
Oh. Your dad looked tired.
He must be.
I thought he was lovely.
Yeah. He's okay, isn't he?
He's not bad. Come here, love. Hey, how have you been?
Oh, so-so. Working hard. Scheming.
Just one of the workers.
Why? It's not been easy.
I shouldn't think it has.
I don't think I can cope with it, you know, Hillary. I'm too torn. I get confused. I think I'm going to give it up.
Oh, no, you're not.
What?
Not if you want to marry me.
What did you say?
You had.
But I thought you...
You know what thought did, don't you?
You... Right.
Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to wake up Mum and Dad and tell them the news.
Oh, can't it wait till the morning?
It can't. We might change our minds by then. And anyway, they'll be chuffed as hell.
In The Boss's Son by Dave Simpson, Christian Rotzka played Brian and Donald Baddeley his father. Sandra Clark was Hillary, Janet Dale, April, and Kathleen Helm, Mrs. Shackleton. Edward Peel was Gordon, Herbert Smith, Grandad, Rosalie Williams, Aunt Maud, and Graham Roberts, Fred. Jane Collins played Agnes, Diana Handley, Martha, and Diana Flax, Mavis. The play was directed in Manchester by Tony Cliff.